The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in South Sudan, or UNOCHA, says there is a critical funding gap for onward transportation for people fleeing Sudan's conflict. Peter van der Auret, acting UN Humanitarian Coordinator in South Sudan, says aid agencies may be forced to halt transportation in 2 weeks if urgent funding is not secured.
So the only actors that are currently providing support for transportation are UN agencies. And the funding of the UN agencies will cease or will be used completely in 2 weeks' time. So if the national government doesn't restart its transportation and the international organizations do not get additional funding, essentially when people are arriving at the border, unless they have money themselves, they will get stuck there.
Auret says $26.4 million is needed in order to continue with transporting refugees and returnees to their final destinations to avert further crisis.
If we assume that between now and the end of the year we'll see a similar number of arrivals from Sudan as we have seen so far, which of course is only a working hypothesis, it depends on what will happen in Sudan, we need a little bit over $26 million to transport the people that will that we believe will be in need of transport support to their areas of destination. So between now and the end of the year, we need $26 million. And as I mentioned, we need it fast because currently the funding is running out in 2 weeks' time.
Auret says as of June, the number of new arrivals significantly surged, with approximately 15,000 individuals arriving from Sudan every week, and that more than 70% of the arrivals enter South Sudan through rank, a majority of them being South Sudanese returnees. The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, said last week more than 190,000 people have crossed into South Sudan since the start of the conflict in mid-April. Auret says not securing the funding could negatively impact the well-being and safety of returnees and refugees from Sudan and the host communities at the border areas.
That means that the humanitarian services in the border areas that are already stretched today will become totally overwhelmed. So people will not have access to the most basic of services, and it will be impossible for the humanitarians to scale up to deal with such a large number of people, simply because also for that there are not sufficient funds, and the context in Renki is such that it's very difficult to provide humanitarian assistance to so many people. So that means that there will be a lot of suffering. It also means most likely that there will be tensions in places like Renki, because people will be, people get very nervous when they arrive and they cannot move to where they want to go. There will be competition over the limited services that are available. There might be fights over food. So we will see an environment that also from a security perspective will create a lot of issues, not just for the returnees and the refugees, but also, of course, for the people living in Renki.
The UN estimates the number of refugees and returnees arriving to South Sudan could hit 500,000 in the next 4 months, and that without enough funding, it could lead to a humanitarian crisis as prices of food and essential commodities continue to rise. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.